It's time for our monthly catch-up with Chris Danielson, who is the PR director for the National Federation of the Blind in the United States. Each month, we cross the Atlantic to find out what the big stories are in the US when it comes to blind and partially sighted people. Chris is waiting. And did you have a good Thanksgiving then, Chris?
I absolutely did, Alan. Thanks so much for asking. It was a nice break, nice Thanksgiving dinner. Got some other things accomplished over the weekend, including some cyber shopping, of course.
Oh, yes. And... yeah, I've been going crazy for that in the UK. Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Although Black Friday seems to last a week now here.
It is kind of ridiculous. It's actually extended into Thanksgiving Day here in the States,
right,
too. And I always feel bad for the folks that have to wind up working on Thanksgiving Day. So,
oh, well, let's get straight into our topics for today, because we've got a bit of a festive one coming up shortly. But let's look at some awards. That's a good place to start.
Certainly. Well, we've got a couple of things going on. The first one will be of interest to blind students studying in the United States, which is our annual scholarship awards. We've started accepting applications for those. We actually started accepting those applications in November. We will continue accepting them through March 31st of 2018. So these are scholarships that range usually in value from $3,000 to $12,000. That's the value of the scholarships. There's usually some additional bonus prizes available as part of the scholarship package as well, plus a trip to our annual national convention, which, by the way, will take place in Orlando, Florida again. From July 3rd to July 8th of 2018. So the scholarship finalists will be able to travel to our national convention. We pay their expenses to fly there and their hotel expenses, as well as giving them some spending cash to have handy while they're participating in the convention. And during the convention, they'll learn more about the National Federation of the Blind, as well as competing for the final scholarship awards, which will be given out at our banquet. So all the information is on our website, nfb.org, a link to our scholarship program page so folks can learn more about it and how to apply. The entire application process, I believe, can now be done online. But get started now so you're not doing it at the last minute.
Sounds a fantastic price, Chris. There's a lot in there apart from just the scholarship funding as well.
Absolutely. Well, we're very proud of this program. It's one of our most venerable programs. I believe we've had it in some form since the 60s or 70s. And obviously it's grown over the years, but we're able to help 30 blind students from across the United States who are studying in the United States every year. We are really proud of the program, and a lot of people who experience it go on to not only to great academic success, but also to leadership in the National Federation of the Blind and help us with our efforts to create more opportunities and help blind people live the lives we want in the future.
Fantastic. So scholarships, funding and prizes and all sorts there are up for grabs. Chris, should we stay with awards?
Yeah, well, we have one more award that's becoming available, and this is for individuals and organizations in the United States. It's called the Dr. Jacob Belotin Award. Dr. Belotin was a blind doctor, a blind physician, and he lived and practiced medicine in Chicago in the early 20th century, from about 1912 to 1924. And as far as we know, he was the first physician in the United States who was born blind. And so quite a historical figure and an interesting figure. And we have been gifted through the Santa Barbara Foundation and a trust that was set up by Dr. Belotin's nephew and niece-in-law, Alfred and Rosalind Perlman, to be able to give out awards to individuals and organizations that are improving the lives of blind people, that are putting forward innovations, programs, and initiatives to help blind people live the lives that we want. And you can get more information about it on our website, learn about some of the past award winners. Some of the past award winners that your listeners will be familiar with are Mr. Winston Chen, who created the Voice Dream Reader, the folks at Apple who have done so much important work on accessibility. But these aren't just technology awards. We've also given awards to entities like Seedlings Braille Books for Children, which is a nonprofit provider of Braille books for kids here in the United States, and all kinds of other worthy efforts that are improving the lives of blind people.
Some rather interesting awards to start off with there, Chris. Now, in the UK each year, the RNIB helps Santa's elves to get letters to blind and partially sighted children in accessible formats. Does Santa's elves' message stretch to the US as well?
Of course, of course. Santa's worldwide. Just as I'm sure he did with the good folks at RNIB, he has reached out to the National Federation of the Blind and asked us to help him get letters to boys and girls in the United States. And so we do that every year. We send on behalf of Santa a Braille letter from him, along with some tactile Christmas-related pictures and activities for blind kids to enjoy at the holidays. And that's going on right now. That's also on our website. Parents can apply online for their child to get a Braille letter from Santa. They'll get a print copy too, so that they can read together. And Santa agrees with us that it is a fun way for kids to practice their Braille skills, as well as getting a special message from him at Christmas time.
Absolutely. I see, Chris, all the info on the website, nfb.org. Are there other ways for people to follow what's going on with you guys?
Absolutely. We do have a Twitter account, a Twitter and Instagram account. That is NFB_voice. You can also search for National Federation of the Blind on Facebook. We have our Nation's Blind YouTube channel. We have our website, of course, nfb.org. And also, if you just want to reach out by email, if you have questions about anything that I've talked about, you can just email nfb@nfb.org.
Chris, pleasure speaking with you as always. We'll catch up with you again next month. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having us again, Alan. Always a pleasure.